The words of God given to us today are Psalm 128, verses 1 to 2. It is page 899 in the Old Testament. Allow me to read the words. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor, blessings and prosperity will be yours. God loves the people he made according to his image. Because God loves man, he was merciful and forgave even when they did not acknowledge God as God and fell into the depths of sin. God taught us that we should fear him so that we would not fall into sin. Acknowledging God as God and fearing him is only possible when we keep his word close and respect it. This is why God gave his word to us. The word of God was provided as a law, as historic records, as prophetic writings, and in the form of poetry and letters, and was completed as today's Bible of 66 books. God called various people as missionaries to deliver his word. At the time of the New Testament, God called the apostles and Jesus' disciples and made them deliver his word. God allowed those who knew him as the Father and feared him to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be able to fear the Son as well. A person who fears God is someone that does not disregard the word of God and respects it and follows it. Are you a person who fears God, or do you wish to be someone who does? Then do not disregard the word of God and follow it. The acts of fearing God and following his word are inseparable. They are reversible. The word of God makes one fear God. And if one fears God, one will respect and follow his word. It is our duty as God's creations to fear him and follow his word. But God blesses those who carry out these duties. The Bible tells of the grace and blessings given to those who fear God. Bible verses tell descendants are blessed. There is intimacy with God. There is no lacking. God's grace and mercy is provided. God acts as a shield. Knowledge and wisdom is provided. Prayers are answered. A refuge is provided. One escapes the snares of death. One is led to life untouched by trouble, leaves evil. One is provided riches and receives rewards. The blessings are hard to count. There are many blessings received from fearing God. If you were to choose one type of the aforementioned blessings, which would you choose? Wouldn't you choose the blessing you most need according to the circumstances you're in? You may think it is impious to list the order of blessings God provides. But what do you think would be the greatest blessing? Wouldn't it be the one that can include all of the mentioned blessings? If I were to choose one, I would choose intimacy with God, that is mentioned in Psalms 25, verse 14. If one has intimacy with God, wouldn't one be able to get all the other blessings when needed? The reason we can say intimacy with God is the greatest blessing may be because they can include other blessings, but it is also because intimacy with God refers to intimacy through His Word. The more we read the Bible, the more we learn about God's providence, His qualities, His plan, His salvation, and His will. The more we learn about God, and the more intimate we can get with Him. This is God's grace. The grace of the Word of God is a special type of grace God provides. God wants us to develop intimacy with Him. Therefore, God guides those who fear Him and respect His Word by providing them wisdom to be able to live by the Word and to better follow the Word. Intimacy with God through His Word is indeed the greatest blessing. Following the Word of God is practicing His teachings based on fear for Him. A person that fears God is someone that practices His teachings and lives as His witness. Verse 1 of today's passage says, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him." Walking in Him is walking in His way. This is the way God wants and the way to the narrow gate. The Bible tells of God's way. A person that walks in God is someone that practices His teachings. A person who fears God and walks in Him always lives by His Word and follows His Word in an intimate relationship with God. Living by the Word of God doesn't mean a person has to do anything special like Abraham or Job did. When Abraham attempted to give his son Isaac as an offering to God to obey His Word, God said to Abraham, "Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." God would not expect us to obey to such calls as to offer one son to Him today. Another special case was Job. Job feared God but had to undergo sudden difficulties. Satan asked God, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" And said Job fears God because God blessed the work of his hands and blessed him with abundance. And said Job would curse God if God were to strike what Job owned. God knew Job feared him, but had to undergo a trial that God allowed. Job owned more than 10,000 sheep, camel, and cows, while prices would vary according to the type of livestock. If one cost 100,000 won on average, you would have 1 billion won worth of livestock. And if one cost 1 million won on average, he would have 10 billion won in livestock. Job lost all of his possessions in one go. He did not only lose his possessions, but also lost his children. He didn't know why they died. God did not tell Job that he would take away his children and possessions. One does not live in an abundant life for fearing God. Adversity is also among the blessings God gives. While the adversities may not be as severe as those Abraham and Job had to undergo, there are adversities God allows to those who fear Him. Those who fear God and walk His way and practice His teachings face adversity. There are people, as of this moment, that are suffering hardships. These are hardships and blessings that are different from the disaster and suffering that will be faced for not fearing God. Would you be able to endure the hardships that Abraham and Job did to receive the blessings they did? God does not call for us to suffer like Abraham and Job to live by His word. How do you wish to walk God's way and practice God's teachings? Let us look at verse 2 of today's passage. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. How can we show that we are people who are blessed by fearing God? Should we receive blessings by making the virtually impossible decision to offer one son like Abraham? Or should we receive blessings for persevering despite losing one's children and possessions like Job? Would you want to live like Abraham or Job? Would you be able to endure the hardships they endured? God will use people who can endure severe hardships like Abraham or Job as figures that are blessed by fearing God. But we can still show that we are people that are blessed by God, even if we don't live like Abraham or Job. It doesn't require something great. It is living by the fruit of one's labor. The blessing that God gives to those who fear God and walk His way is allowing them to eat the fruit of their labor. People do not wish to engage in labor. They want to give up and fall in despair when things don't go their way. Even though there are no problems, they think they are. We must acknowledge that we're living with God's blessings. We complain that we're unfortunate. We question why we are the way we are, why our workplaces and schools are the way they are, why things do not work out the way we want them to, why our family members have to suffer from illnesses, and why we have to suffer the death of a loved one. But we complain because we do not know God who guides our lives. We and our families can be afflicted by the countless accidents and crimes that occur in this world. Some people are in truly difficult positions. There are people who are in such hardships that no word of comfort can provide comfort for them. But if one fears God and walks by His way, there is no reason to fall into despair. Think of the hardship as a way to blessings that God provides. Think about Job's family. His 7 sons and 3 daughters all died. Why did they have to die? Did they have a reason to die? This was not about Job's sins or about the sins of his children. Job later is blessed by twice the size of possessions he had before he lost his former possessions and had 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. But the children who died did not come back. A lot of things we cannot understand happen in our lives. We cannot understand these things unless God tells us about them. There are so many things to ask God when we go to heaven. Even if something you cannot understand is happening to you as of this moment, if you fear God and are walking by His way, remember that it is a blessing to be eating the fruit of your labor. The prophet Elisha had a disciple. The disciple was a person who feared God, but he died one day. The Bible does not tell why the disciple died. What made the death sadder was that he had a wife and son. He wouldn't have had many possessions. His wife and son would have had a difficult time making ends meet. They borrowed money, but couldn't pay it back. So they had to live with threats, and the one who lent the money said, if the wife did not pay back his money, he would take her son as his servant. If at the time there was a system through which debtors could receive help, the wife could have gotten help, but she wasn't able to. Finally, she went to the prophet Elisha to seek his help. There are times when it appears like there is no solution to a problem we face. Like, we do not know when the problem will be solved. But there are times that God solves our problems through ways we cannot imagine. Even if you face a long process of hardship, wait for God's time. The woman received help through Elisha. Sometimes it feels like our problems have not been solved. Like Job was unable to get his children back, there may be problems we have that are not solved while we live here. But we should remember that there is life beyond this world. Shouldn't we live remembering that there is an eternal life after this life? Job was unable to meet his children who died, but received different blessings. And later, would have had the joy of meeting his children in heaven. However difficult the situation may be, if you fear God and walk by his way, the situation is not a misfortune. It is a process to receiving a blessing. And whatever blessing we receive is grace God bestows us. The blessings that God gives us is based on the priceless grace He bestows us. But what we must remember is that we receive according to our labor. What would happen if we did not work for days, months, and years, thinking that God would bless us? If we do not labor, God will not bless us. The author of Ecclesiastes tells us that God made us labor and says this labor is joy. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24 says, a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. Let me read another version. There is nothing better for a man than to eat and drink and tell himself that his labor is good. This also I have seen that it is from the hand of God. To eat by one's labor is a blessing that God gives us. This blessing is traced back to the time of Adam and Eve. Due to Adam and Eve's sin of disobedience, the land and the people were cursed. But because God loved man, he was merciful. He showed mercy, blessing those who are bound to be cursed. God gave us a blessing of eating by our labor. To Eve, God said, with painful labor, you will give birth to children. And to Adam, he said, cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground. Whether a man or a woman, one must labor. Women were given the labor of giving birth. Men were given the labor of removing thorns and thistles from the ground to be able to farm, to produce. Thorns and thistles are not removed by removing them once. They need to be removed continuously to be able to farm. We need to labor until the day we die to be able to eat. This is God's way and the blessing we have been given by Him. Not many people of today farm, but wherever people may work, thorns and thistles exist. Whether you work for someone or have your own business, and regardless of gender, we need to labor in order to eat. If we gave up when we were having a hard time working, we would have to question ourselves whether this is God's way. Are you too easily thinking of quitting your job or changing your vendor because someone is giving you a hard time? If quitting or changing your vendor stems from your wish not to labor, then you should rethink the decision. Some people say they need to seek a new job because they earn too little. But if one makes money by laboring and buys necessities with the money, and educates one's children and lives by his wages, and this is a blessing. There are people that labor but do not receive wages or are not able to make money with their businesses. Let us not forget that to eat by one's labor is a blessed life of fearing God and walking by His way. Our labor comes to an end when Jesus comes again and we enter God's kingdom. When the time comes, We do not need to continue this labor we engage in now. We'll be able to live without labor like Adam and Eve did before they sinned in the Garden of Eden. But until the day comes, we must labor. We must live according to God's way of eating by one's labor. What in this world has been achieved without effort? Is there anything that has been achieved in our families or at our workplaces without effort? The problem is that some people want to get more than what they've made an effort for. There are a lot of people who seek futile things because they do not regard eating and living by one's labor as a blessing. God does not like idle lives or unearned income. Winning lotteries is not a blessing that God gives us and can rather be poison. If we stop thinking about such things and lived according to our labor, this will keep us from falling into worldly values. Help us live harmoniously with others without conflict stemming from competition, and we'll be able to live happily with our family and those around us. The world is plagued. There are many people who wish to make big fortunes at one stroke. Others seek to accumulate as much as they can with what they can do. This is where misfortune begins. Even if many people live dreaming of making big fortunes, if we live fearing God and walking by His way, live and eat by our labor, and accept that this is a blessed life, we will be able to expand the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing intimacy with you to those who fear you and to show your intimacy with us through the gospel and the grace of your salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you for blessing those who fear you and by giving your word to enable us to maintain greater intimacy with you. Let intimacy with you be allowed to those who fear and practice your teachings and to those who follow your word. And let us remember that fearing you and living by your way is a blessing in itself. Let us remember that eating and living by our labor is your blessing for us. And let us not live with worldly values in our hearts. Even if we meet adversity, as people who fear you and walk your way, let us accept that hardship is part of your blessing, and let us persevere and wait for your time. Let us remember that when we walk your way respecting your word, that your word will protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.